Tonga's Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart opened a recent telephone hearing with about 100 people on the line.
It's really important that we hear from rural users on the importance of Wolf to Game Management Unit 2 and to those users that rely.
He got an earful. One by one, resident hunters and trappers told wildlife managers they were undercounting wolves. Joshua Peavy took issue with a recently released population estimate of 316 wolves for last fall.
These wolves definitely are far from endangered on this island. Far from it. It's the worst I've ever seen. It's the worst anybody's ever seen. I just want to know how you guys come up with the numbers, because it's all BS.
Other wolf trappers were more tactful.
And I don't want you guys to think that we all want the wolves to die, because we don't. You know, they're really cool animals. We like to see them.
Samuel Sawyer says he's a lifelong island resident. Hunters like him are finding venison scarce, and it's not for sport.
You know, I can't go to the grocery store and pay $8.99 for a pound of hamburger. It's just unrealistic. And so what it's causing is a lot of people here to, you know, people are moving. You can't afford it. And then we have to worry about the wolves killing all the deer. I mean, what are we supposed to do?
Federal and state officials listened. On November 6th, they announced they'd extend the trapping season by 5 days for a full 3-week opportunity. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Regional Wildlife Supervisor Tom Schumacher told Coast Alaska on Friday that managers took another look at their data.
It'll allow a little bit more opportunity, but we think that that will also result in a sustainable harvest, and we'll be able to keep our wolf population within our harvest or our management objective of 150 to 200 wolves in the fall population.
The state is also agreeing to open up a 5-day hunting period with a 5-wolf bag limit. Trapping is more controversial because the season has no bag limits and it's more efficient. And that's a key piece of context in the wolf debate. Last year, wildlife managers dropped its season quotas. And after eliminating the hard limits, residents took a record 165 wolves in the area, mostly by trapping. Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang told residents on the call that level of killing is unsustainable, but no cause for alarm.
We remain convinced that the Southeast Alaska wolf population remains healthy, and that the population is not threatened with extinction now or in the foreseeable future under our management approach.
Conservationists have already filed a lawsuit accusing the state of violating its constitutional mandate to keep wildlife sustainable. And separately, the Center for Biological Diversity has filed a petition seeking federal protections for Southeast subspecies of gray wolves. The center's Oakland, California-based biologist Shea Wolf testified that commercial logging's destruction of habitat, not wolves, are to blame for the scarcity of deer.
The key reason why deer are declining in Prince of Wales is because of the past legacy and ongoing legacy of clear-cut logging of old-growth forests.
If the feds add protections for wolves, it'll greatly change how they're managed. Hunting and trapping would be greatly restricted, and almost all development on federal lands would have to take into account potential impacts to the wolves' critical habitat. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.